Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
And today we talk to Akiva Spiegelman, Media and Foreign Affairs Advisor, about what it is that is making the headlines in Israel this afternoon. Akiva, thanks for being with me on Chai FM.
Thank you.
Let's start with a story making headlines on all media platforms today, and that is West Bank violence. Apparently, Marco Rubio concerned that this could affect the Gazan ceasefire. Tell us the story here. What's going on?
What we've been seeing the last few weeks is that young men who are not affiliated with any party really have been wreaking havoc around the West Bank. These are young men who are not willing to work with any of the authorities. They're not very attentive to different conversations about the necessity of creating new homes in different areas. And instead of helping us try to develop these areas, they're actually harming the process. Now, there are certain settlers who create new settlements and are very helpful and are looking to create new life in a sustainable way. These are not the same people. And I can say they're a very small minority and they damage all the rest of them. So we're hoping that in the next few weeks, we get some more of a hold on them to try to get them to lower their activity, because it's been very much damaging to anybody who actually does have an interest in the future of the settlements around the West Bank. We've had some conversations about it recently. There have been some mayors and heads of councils who have expressed their anger and frustration with this group. And it's a long process now, because again, they are not reacting very well to any authority. And so it's not an easy thing, but we have to also keep in mind, again, these are a minority.
Akiva, what is their end game? I mean, if they could have everything they wanted, I just want to understand where they're coming from. What do they want?
These minorities are hurting them a lot.
Sorry, I something went awry with our connection there. I didn't hear what you said.
Can you hear me now?
Not much better. Yeah, thank you. So I was asking you, what is their end game? What do they want?
Care, but needs to also be reminded that they're a minority.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to other stories making the news then this afternoon. I believe that Hamas and Islamic Jihad are talking about the possible return of another body later this evening.
There was a report that another hostage will be returned tonight. But right now, we're still waiting to see about that. They said it would be around 8 o'clock, which is in a few hours' time. There is a feeling, though, that the Hamas has been playing us for we're trying to end this this process and returning the last remaining four after we received Hadar Golding 11 years too late. But they seem to be playing around, saying they don't know where the bodies are, and then suddenly discover them. There was even a video that surfaced regarding finding a body, recovering it, and then calling people at the Red Cross and saying that they found it. And so a lot of games being played right now. And we need to keep a very, very stiff arm on Hamas to make sure that they fill their part of the bargain. We've done our part. We've pulled back forces. And as the terrorist entity that they are, we need to try to make sure that we get all the hostages back as soon as possible so we could keep going with the next phase of this long process.
Akiva, another story making the news this afternoon was that of Naftali Bennett, apparently warning against foreign control of Gaza. I think particularly he was referring to the Qataris on the Turks. He was referring to such a situation as Oslo Accords on steroids. Is that story finding traction in Israel, or are there those that agree with the man?
The involvement of foreign entities when it comes to
Akiva, you know what? This isn't, unfortunately, our line is so incredibly bad. I'm going to ask
Qatari
Craig to.
Government, whether it's the,
Craig, please cut it. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry. Apologies for technical difficulties, which you really shouldn't be able to be aware of. It's just that's what happens when you're in Cape Town and you're not in studio. Apologies for that. But so maybe I just want to very quickly go through some of the issues that I thought were newsworthy this afternoon. Not a hectically busy news day in Israel. We spoke about the West Bank violence. I don't understand why it is that that cannot be brought under control. If in fact, as Akiva was saying, it's by a very small minority of people who are known, then I can't see why it would be difficult to stop it. This is really not the time for violence like this to go out of control. Naftali Bennett, we spoke about him, very concerned that this is Oslo Accords 2, that Israel, having sacrificed so much and having lost so many soldiers, is perhaps setting itself up for disaster yet again by allowing the Turks and the Qataris to take control of Gaza. I'm going to stop it now. We'll try get hold of Akiva again. If it's no good the line though, it's preferable that I'd continue with the headlines.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.